A new report from our WisConTex team reveals Wisconsin is working to catch up on testing for the new coronavirus. It details how public and private labs are ramping up testing for COVID-19 after early missteps at the federal level meant local health providers couldn't meet the testing demands. It's The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina. We're learning why testing is a crucial piece to public safety. And here on the Ideas Network, there's a line for your questions. What do you want to know about this coronavirus outbreak? Ask a reporter who's been following the pandemic from the beginning. And have you tried to get a coronavirus test? Were you able to? Share your story with us at 800-642-1234. Will Cushman is associate editor at WisConTex and has been reporting on the new coronavirus pandemic now. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Keely.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Scientists say that being able to test many people for the new coronavirus is key to getting this pandemic under control. How many tests is the state doing every day?
It's doing certainly more than it was at the beginning of March, or even up until kind of mid-March. Right now, we're seeing anywhere between maybe around 1,500 to somewhat over 2,000 tests being conducted per day in the state. That's a lot more than I said in the beginning of March. It was more like 1 or 200.
And is that the number of tests we need to be doing because that's how many people are seeking tests? Or is there a cap on that because of the supplies that we have or the time that we have and are able to test people?
Right. That's a really good question. There is a cap that's primarily associated with a severe limit on the supplies for testing. And that cap means that a lot of people who may want to get tested, who are even symptomatic for COVID-19, may not be getting tested. And that's because public health officials really want to prioritize the people that they think really need to be tested. And that includes hospitalized people, healthcare workers, and a few other groups of people.
So Wisconsin is testing as many people as we can. What is the problem? What is the shortage that we can't get more testing done?
Yeah, I talked to some people at public health labs in Wisconsin, and I've talked to scientists who have developed their own tests for private health systems in Wisconsin. And they all say that we are short on pretty much everything that is required for testing. So that's everything from people to do it to all the materials that are involved. There are a lot of materials that are involved in testing, everything from these specialized swabs that you need to use to take a specimen. They're called nasopharyngeal swabs, and they're these like long, really flexible they look like long, really flexible Q-tips that you, like a healthcare worker, will stick up your nose to reach your nasopharynx, which is where they take a specimen. Those are in really short supply. Also, the liquid that is required to keep a specimen viable on its way to a lab is in severely short supply. That's called viral transport media. There are a couple substitutes, potential substitutes available for that now, but that is pretty limited. And then all these ingredients that are involved in analyzing specimens during the actual testing process are also limited. Those are called reagents. That's basically just a scientific word for some sort of substance or material that can cause a chemical reaction. And these chemical reactions do a whole bunch of things. They extract the viral genetic information from a specimen. They amplify it, and they help lab technicians identify whether the virus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19, is present in a specimen. All those reagents are in severely short supply as well.
All right. We have a call now at 800-642-1234. Shane from Eau Claire has a question for us. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, you guys. Thanks for taking my call. If I understand correctly, viruses like the common cold, you never actually get cured from. You just carry it with you and you get well over it. So I wanted to know if this coronavirus, you know, all these people we hear about, oh, people are getting well and people are dying, but does that not mean that they're still carriers of it? Could we still not get infected from other people then? And then would it not just be inevitable that everyone's going to get sick eventually? Thanks.
Yeah, Shane, thanks for the question. And Will, has any of your reporting delved onto this side of the viral conversation?
Not so much. I am aware of kind of like anecdotal evidence, potentially that maybe some people who have been infected have potentially gotten reinfected, although that's kind of definitely up in the air and uncertain at this point.
Right. And our last guest actually, you know, did mention this too and said that he wasn't aware of any confirmed cases where this had happened, but it is something that scientists are paying attention to. So it sounds like that's
right.
A question that we still have yet to answer, Shane, which I guess is the answer to a lot of our questions right now as we figure all of this out. Will Cushman is associate editor at WisContext and has been reporting on the coronavirus pandemic for months. If you've got a question, email us at ideas@wpr.org. We'll try to get to it in this conversation. Will, we know that there are two public labs that are doing testing right now, Wisconsin State Laboratory of Hygiene and Milwaukee Health Department. There are also some hospitals doing testing, right?
Yes, there are. There are actually a whole bunch of private labs in the state that are doing testing. Some of them are affiliated with hospital systems and some aren't. A whole bunch of hospital systems in the state have basically, because of the shortage in testing and kind of the bottleneck in the public health system, have turned to doing their own tests, whether it is developing their own tests, getting approval from the FDA for tests that they've developed in-house, or purchasing commercial test kits from lab supply manufacturers, which are also becoming increasingly abundant.
I mean, are those tests at hospitals, private labs, different than the ones being done at public facilities?
They're essentially the same test. I talked to a scientist from Mayo who was involved in developing their test, and she described it basically as their tests are like a home-baked cake, whereas the tests that come from the CDC or from a commercial test lab are like a boxed cake that you would buy from the grocery store and bake on your own. You essentially get the same product, but the ingredients or the process might be a little bit different.
We know that in the beginning, when testing was even in shorter supply, it was also a really long wait to get test results, like days to even a week. What are we looking at right now? Are we still in that position?
Right. It was taking, upwards of a week in some cases. And from what I understand now, at least through the public health system, so those public health labs, the one in Madison and Milwaukee, they're saying that they have a turnaround time right now of 1 to 2 days. Now, that doesn't include the time of transport. So if your specimen is coming from way up in Ashland County all the way down to Madison and back, that could take definitely longer than a day or two to get your results back. But I know that one of the goals of these healthcare systems who have started doing their own testing is to speed up that time between when a specimen is taken and when results are received. Health systems want to reduce that amount of time as much as possible because it helps patients understand A, their health status, and then B, their potential risk for spreading this disease.
We've heard about some new tests that could provide results maybe even within minutes. Are we seeing any of those used in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I am not positive, but you're right. There are a couple of manufacturers that have gotten approval for tests. There's one from the manufacturer known as Cepheid that has gotten approval for a test that takes just 45 minutes to get results. There's another one from a manufacturer called Abbott, which they're promising results in as little as 5 minutes. I don't know. So the ability to run these tests kind of depends on the instrumentation that's available in a lab. I don't know how many labs have these instruments, but I do know from an official I spoke to at the state hygiene lab that quite a few labs in Wisconsin and nationwide and around the world run this Cepheid instrument that would be able to get results back in 45 minutes. Not sure if any of them have gotten those tests yet, but it's certainly promising.
With expanded supplies, although still limited, who's actually able to get a COVID-19 test right now in Wisconsin?
That's a really good question. Ultimately, right now, it is up to your healthcare provider to make that judgment call. There are guidelines from the state, and they want to prioritize people who have severe illness and who are hospitalized. They want to prioritize frontline healthcare workers who are symptomatic, as well as people who live and work in long-term care facilities, so like nursing homes, as well as people who are deemed to be at high risk for the disease, whether it's high risk for complications, so because they have pre-existing medical conditions, or at high risk for contracting the disease, meaning that maybe they have a travel history that puts them at risk, or they have had known contact with someone who is known to have the infection.
Does it seem to matter where people live and how they have access to testing?
From what I understand, not necessarily, unless where they live is means that they are around or contacting people who have confirmed infections, if that
sure.
makes sense.
So not on the testing side, but on the exposure, adding to those the criteria that one might use to get the test. That makes sense.
Exactly.
Well, we know that you're working on top of this and digging really deep. Thank you so much for helping us better understand your reporting.
Thanks for having me, Keely.
Will Cushman is an associate editor at WisConText and has been reporting on the coronavirus pandemic for months. We've got a link to his article. You can also find it at wiscontext.org. Up next is news. Then we'll look at how families who rely on social services are coping with this stay-at-home order and what providers are doing to fill the gaps. I'm Keely Boltina. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.